Let's look beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, and he's on the line now from Atlanta. Hi there, Peter.
Hey, Steve, would you mind if we started with a little good news this week?
Well, I'm ready for that anytime. Go ahead.
Well, Germany's on a pace to get 35% of its electricity from renewables this year.
Well, that's impressive. There's not so much push in Washington for that right now.
Or for science either. The lights are out in President Trump's science office.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, there's no boss for science in the White House and no staff apparently either. But as news like the colorful presidential tweets capture headlines, episodes like Mr. Trump's abandonment of the Paris Climate Accords became background noise. Or as the president likes to say, fake news.
Okay, so what else do you have for us today?
So let's move on to one that's a little closer to home for me here in Georgia. Southern Company, the big utility conglomerate here in Dixie, bailed on a $7 billion so-called clean coal project in Mississippi.
I guess you could say these are dark days for the concept of clean coal.
Yeah, they sure are. The Kemper plant was the nation's most ambitious clean coal experiment. With the failure of Kemper, as many predicted, clean coal is pretty much dead. It's not been a good week for Southern Company, particularly as its nuclear arm, along with Georgia Power, has invested bigly in the Plant Vogtle nuclear project's two reactors. Georgia Power and Southern Company said they expect to take over the formal management there in late July, since a key contractor, Westinghouse, has filed for bankruptcy.
So what's going wrong?
Well, the project is at least 2 years behind schedule and $3 billion over budget.
Well, that's a piece of change. What about history this week? What can you tell us?
Well, let's stick with the nukes, because this spring marked 40 years since the peak of the anti-nuclear power movement in the U.S. 1,414 people got arrested for occupying the construction site of the Seabrook nuke plant in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but in spite of those protests, one of the Seabrook nuke reactors got built.
Yes, but after protests like Seabrook and accidents like Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, Wall Street's cold feet on nukes never really warmed up.
And I guess all these problems there in Georgia aren't going to reverse this trend, huh?
I seriously doubt it, Steve.
Peter Dykstra's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.